Right, good morning, good morning. Kitzad mevorchem. Okay, this is a new parak. And a good bulk, 90% of Hilchas Brachas comes from the following parak. And it is learnt in Kolim. And here's one of the first experiences we have of this cycle of getting through a year's worth of learning in a week. Which is always yishmak. Okay, Ketzad mevarchim al ha-peiros. Which brachas do we make on peiros? In this case, on fruits, but anything that grows in the ground. Al peiros ha-ilon and anything that grows off a tree, who are by priha eats. And chutz min ha-yayin, except for wine. Because on wine, sha'allah ha-yayin, who are by priha gofen. Because on wine, we say, bayre pri ha-gofen. Now, one may ask, well, we don't say on shahakal either. Yeah, but that's because when you take orange juice out of an orange, we're not taking the main part of the pre. You're misusing the fruit a drop. So therefore, we don't say ha'etz. But the Chazanish holds that if you have a type of orange that is mainly planted for its juice, then indeed you would say ha'etz on the orange juice. And in fact, the Chazanish said ha'etz on orange juice. Mm-hmm. But there is however, the juice of a grape, which is also the grapes are made for their juice. Therefore, one technically should have said ha'etz. However, there's an exception to that rule, and on this one specifically, we have a special bracha, which is bar pri ha'gofen. The alperos ha'aretz, on fruits of the ground, let's say tomatoes and cucumbers and things like that. Who am a bar pri ha'adama, chutz min ha'pas, except for bread, which also comes from the ground. And because on ha'pas, shal ha'pas hu emer ha'moitzi lechem min ha'aretz. You say ha'moitzi. Why? Because you took the item and you changed it, both by wine and by... You see, the difference between the Chazanish's orange juice, and technically it's any orange juice, but the Chazanish's orange juice, which you said ha'etz on, and wine, which you say ha'gofen on, is that wine is not just the extractment of the wine, although one may ask me from grape juice, but one is not just the extractment of the wine, of the juice from the grape, but it went up. It was nishtan el iluya, is the expression in the Gemara. It went up, it had a shinoi for the better. And therefore, since it wasn't grown in this fashion, and it had a shinoi for the better, therefore we say hagafen. Masha einkein, orange juice, is just the extractment of the ikker part of the fruit. And if you have the fruit grown for that, so then you're going to say ha'etz. But that is the fruit. So why grape juice? That's a good question. It's not so pashut. Grape juice is a big nidan in the Rishonim and in the Achronim. What bracha you make on grape juice? I don't remember their answer for why lamais do we say bar pri ha'gofen. Similarly, it's not if you take wheat and you it's not the wheat itself is not just a different form of the sorry bread itself is not just a different form of the wheat plant. It's a whole different thing. It's nishtana le'iluye, and that's why the bracha changed. The Gemara is going to discuss this towards the end of today's daf. Va'al ha'yirakos, and on the greens, that's like cabbage and broccoli and other stuff, who like that, who amar bayir pri ha'adama, you also say bayir pri ha'adama. However, with regards to that, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda amar bayir mine disho'im. Rabbi Yehuda likes to be more specific, and he therefore splits up vegetables. Fruit type of vegetables, like a tomato, he says bayir pri ha'adama. Green type of vegetables like celery and broccoli, he says, Bariminid Deshoim. Minohani Mile, how do we know that you have to make a bracha even? The Tanur Rabbanan states in the Pasuk, Kadesh Hilulim Lahashem, Melamed Shetu'unim Bracha Lifnehem Ula Acharehem. Rashi explains, Hilulim is Lashon. This is a Pasuk that exists by Kadesh Hilulim, that exists by when a person has the fourth year of fruits. So we have the first 3 years are Arla. The fourth year is called either Kerem Ravai, if it's a vine, or Netta Ravai, if it's a tree. And the fourth year of fruits, for Kerem Ravai at least, you have to take to Yerushalayim and eat it there. And if you don't want to take it to Yerushalayim, then you're able to go ahead and redeem it. For example, if a person has a huge vineyard in North Eretz Yisrael, you can imagine it's going to cost them thousands of dollars to transport all those grapes to Yerushalayim. The transportation itself will ruin the grapes. So what you could do is you could redeem it, just like we redeem Ma'aser Sheni. So that's the pasuk by Netta Ravai. However, we're darshaning this pasuk of Kadesh Hilulim. You should Hilul, you should praise Hashem. You should praise Hashem before you eat it. So the Gemara says, the Gemara, from here, Rabbi Kiva said, it is prohibited for a person, for him to taste anything before he actually eats anything. He says in a Lashon Isser, doesn't say you're chayev. Interesting. This questions the Gemara, but kadesh yilulim is already used for other things. Is it coming for this? But you need it for something else. Because again, even though it's a plural, it says kadesh yilulim, you should have hilulim. It should have said kadesh hilul lahashem. But hilulim is mashma two things. So at first the Gemara said it's coming for a bracha beforehand and afterwards. But now the Gemara says, but both of those things are needed for other things. Chad amar achmana achlei v'hadar achlei. Achlei with a ches, which means that you should make it chulin, means you should redeem it first. And only afterwards you should be able to eat it. So we are darshaning the words hilulim as chilulim. So number one, you have to make it chulin first before you eat it, which is like we said, that the fourth year of fruits you have to redeem before you're able to eat. And v'iduch, and another one is to tell you that davar ha-ta'un shira, something that requires shira, which is wine, ta'un chilul, requires you to make it chulin. V'she'ein ha-ta'un shira, something that does not require shira, and the Gemara will explain what shira means in a second, ein ta'un chilul, does not require you to redeem it. Now, there's a machlekes in the Gemara. When we say orla, orla is the first 3 years of any tree. If a person goes ahead and he plants an esrog tree, the first 3 years are arla. If a person plants any tree, an apple tree, the first 3 years are arla. The first year is that it produces fruits. The fourth year is called netta ravai. And there's a machlokes in the Gemara whether or not this applies specifically to grapes, as in karam ravai, or it applies to all trees called netta ravai. So machlokes whether or not you have to worry about it at all for apples. Yeah.
Is that once the tree starts producing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because esrog doesn't produce
for like the first 7 years, right? Yeah, so planting an esrog tree is a long-term investment. But it can't hurt, and then you get free esrog for the rest of your life. But in the end of the day, it's you can't use it for the first like 10 years. If a person plants an esrog tree, he shouldn't expect esrog for 10 years. So lemaisa, we pretty sure we pass in karam ravai, not netter ravai. So you don't have to worry about the fourth year. But so therefore, the Gemara says the second drasha is davar hatoun shira. Only something that is toun shira, only something that requires singing. And the Gemara will explain why that means wine in a second. That requires you to do chilul. That requires you to redeem it first. But something that does not require, so in other words, the words kadesh hilulim, it says hilul twice, hilulim is plural. So one teaches you that, first of all, you have to do a redemption. And the second thing tells you that what do you have to do redemption on? Only wine. So both of the words kadesh hilulim, you want to darshan it twice, but they're both used. Now the Gemara's next step is, where do you see that Kadesh Hilulim is referring to specifically wine? Ukud Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar Rabbi Yonasan. The Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Minayin she'ein oimim shira el al hayayin. How do we know that when a person brings a korban, we're familiar with the fact that they used to sing shira in the Beis Hamikdash. When do they sing shira? At the time they brought the korban. Which part of the korban? After a person brings a korban, a little known fact is they used to have to pour a bottle of wine on the Mizbeach. And when they poured the bottle of wine on the Mizbeach, that's when they sang shira. The shira was not during the shechita, and it was not during the putting of the pieces or the sprinkling of the blood. After everything was said and done, they poured a wine, and during that part was when they sang shira. And how do we know that? Shenemar v'toymer lahem hagefen hegedalti as tiroishai hamisameach elokim va'anoshim. It's the tiroishai, the wine is the thing that makes Hashem and people happy. Now, we could understand how it makes men happy. I mean, that was the whole thing with happy hour. But how does that help Hashem? How does Hashem get happy with wine? From here we see, Mikan she'ein oimrim shira ela al hayayin. From here we see that they only said shira on wine. And that's what it means that it makes Hashem happy. That they sang the shira in the Beis HaMikdash on the wine. So, what do we see from that? That Kadesh Hilulim means that you only have to do Chilul. Kadesh Hilulim is darshan as Hallel, as singing, and therefore you only have to do Chilul on something that needs Hallel. That's how they're darshaning it.
If you were really bringing it as a Nisuch HaYayin, you would have to be Chodesh, you have to be Chalal, you don't, right?
No, it's in other words,
case is like where you don't actually do it.
No, for sure. Well, we don't have to bring wine.
Do you have to be poda the wine that goes on the mizbeach?
Yes, because all it's saying is it's the type of thing that needs pigeon. That's the thing that needs. The type of thing that goes on the mizbeach, which is that's the thing that needs pigeon. That's what it's saying. So what goes on the mizbeach? That is wine. So, but what we see is that Gemara sorts it. We're halfway through the question, but the question is that again, where do we know that you have to make brachas at all? Because it says kadesh hilulim. The Gemara says, but that pasuk is already used. Number one, to tell me, and the word hilulim is plural, so it could be darshan twice. So the Gemara says, but both of those drushas are used. Number one, to tell me that kerem revai or net revai, whichever one it is. Must, if you don't want to bring it to Yerushalayim, you could redeem it before you eat it. That's number one. And we darshan the lashon chilul. And the second one is to tell me that don't think it's net the ravai. It's really kerem ravai. So both of those hilulim, both of those ways to darshan the pasuk are already used. It's not extra to tell me that you need to make a bracha. So now the Gemara sort of takes a step back and says, listen, if you paskin netaravai, like I said, it's a machlekas. If you paskin netaravai, so then the second drusha is not true. So then, okay, you have an opening. According to that manda amar, there's an extra part of the pasuk that's extra. You could say it's from there. So hanicha lamanda tani netaravai. According to the one who explains that the halacha of the fourth year of fruits applies to all fruits, to any neta, to any natia, to any planting. So then, this second drusha you're not using. You're not saying that it means specifically wine. Because you hold that it means even apples. So then, I hear, you have the second part of the second version of the pasuk is extra for you to darshan from there that you need a pasuk. Ela lamanda tani kerem ravai. But now the Gemara finishes the question. And this is the same question as before. It just gave you a pesach to get out according to the other one. But according to the one who says kerem ravai, how do you know it? Because you darshan this pasuk. Well, in that case, ma'ikil memor, you're back, you're at a psukim. Where do you know that you have to make a bracha from? And the Gemara quotes this machlekas, the itmar Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chad, Tani Kerem Ravai, Chad, Tani Net Ravai. And the Gemara takes another step. The Gemara says, and you know what? I will give you another way out. Even if you hold Kerem Ravai, it's possible that you have a different source for that. And if you have a different source for that, then this source is open for you to dash in psukim, for you to dash in brachas. Ulamad Tani Kerem Ravai, Hanicha, it's also good, Iyal of Gzeira Shava. If you learn the source, that it's specifically kerem is from Gzeira Shava. The Tanya, as we stated in a brisa, Rebbe Omer, Nemar kan lo hoisef lochem tvu asoy, as it states in the pasuk, lo hoisef lochem tvu asoy, v'nemar lahalon tvu asa kerem, and it says later on, tvu asa kerem, ma lahalon kerem, afkan kerem, just like over there, where the next pasuk it says kerem, and so to over here, in our pasuk, when it talks about netar avaya, it uses the word tvua, so it means specifically kerem, vineyard. So then, I could drop this version of the second pasuk, and iyaterle, I have extra chad hilul, one of the drushas of hilul, libracha, to tell me that I could learn brachas from it. But v'iloi olaf gzeira shava, again, finishes the Gemara, it's all the same question, as the Gemara just gave you two ways out. V'iloi olaf gzeira shava, but if you don't learn that gzeira shava, so then how do you know that when the pasuk says the parsha of net ravai, it means specifically to grapes, from this pasuk of kadesh hilulim? If it's from this pasuk, it's not extra to teach you brachas. So then, bracha minalan. And now, the Gemara says, the inami yal of gzeira shava, and even if you do learn gzeira shava, ashkechon la'acharav, I found the fact that you're able to make a bracha after the food. For example, like in other words, all we see now, originally the Gemara says kadesh hilulim, it says a double lashon of kadesh hilulim, and it says a double lashon, which was going to teach us that you need a bracha beforehand and afterwards. Now the Gemara says, but one of them is definitely needed in order to tell me that I have to do a redemption, and that's needed according to everybody. So now I only have one I only know a bracha either before or after. The Gemara chooses after because we already find Birkas HaMazon, Rashi explains. So I already know, I only know a bracha after. It's Lefan of Minayin. How do we know that you have to make a bracha beforehand? Yeah. Excellent question. So the answer is because whenever we see a plural, we always shoot for the smallest amount of drushes. Because the Torah is telling you something, but we don't know why. So the smallest amount of plural is two, so that's the minimum amount that we can pull out of the Torah. You can't prove anything more than the basic. This is a halacha all over. If you give me a shtar that says, I owe you dollars, and I don't know how many, I owe you only $2, because that's the smallest amount you can pull out of me. So the Gemara says, the lefan of minayin. How do we know that you have to make a bracha beforehand? I know at least in Alamichya, but how do we know that you have to make a bracha beforehand? And the Gemara says, ha, loy kasha. That's not a question. The Isa Bekava Chaimra, I learned it from Bekava Chaimra. Kishahu sava mevarech. If you have to make a bracha when you're full, then kishahu ra'av, when you are hungry, loy kol shekin, certainly you should have to make a bracha. And what's the svara to that? I would say the svara is a drop of a... an appreciation for the food, maybe. In other words, if a person is full, so he definitely appreciates the food, but when he's hungry and he's looking at that pizza, so he's much more, if anybody's in the mood of pizza now, it's 6 in the morning, so bowl of cornflakes, so then he's much more appreciative of the food, perhaps. That's maybe the Kavachim. I don't know if they explain it differently over there. I mean, it's any sort of svara, it's a svara, whatever svara you can come up with, yeah. That's specifically by Birkas HaMazon, by bread. Yeah, it's a good question, but that is true. That's Lamaisa true. But we're looking for brachas on Peros Ha'ilin and things like that.
What he's asking is, what do you need a pasuk? As if you're benching already, and you're going to use this kalachomer, then you also know bracha
b'chomer. Yes, excellent question. Excellent question. In other words, according to, if it's true that there exists such a kalachomer, and is hamoitzi lachem min ha'aretz d'oraisa? Is that what you're asking? That's a good question. The Rishonim asked that question over here. I don't remember what the answer. I don't remember what the Rishonim answered, but they do ask the question, because of this Gemara, is Hamoitzi Dioraisa? Is definitely they ask it. Some of them make this Gemara Lav Dafka because of that. They say that it's not, it's Lav Dafka. It's possible that some of them Taka learn it's Dioraisa. But there's a more classic way to get out of it.
Sort of achra.
What? I know, but now the Gemara is saying that if you have to bench afterwards, then kal v'chomer to before.
Kal v'chomer should be the kal v'chomer should make it the
erase. Yeah. So some say that it's lav dafka. Some say that it is the erase. So there's a more classic way to get out of it. I don't remember. Do they say anything on the bottom there? It's definitely the Rishonim deal with it over here. That according to the Svara, benching should be the Raisa. Oh, we should need a Ritva over here, something like that.
You're saying
for
someone before is the Raisa, not because you know benching is the
Raisa. Right. No, that's the point. If benching is the Raisa, then certainly things should be the Raisa. Okay. But anyways, that's just going to be specifically by food. That's going to be specifically by bread. Okay. I don't remember the exact thing. Reuven, do you have anything there? Nothing in there? Yeah. All right. I have to start bringing my sifta again. Okay.
Well, why isn't it so like kovakomer that beforehand would be deraisa? Because the whole idea of bracha, you're giving hodah. But if you haven't had it yet, like you say bracha and then it falls to the ground and then you can't eat it anymore. Then that's a bracha of the Torah. The whole thing of a bracha korna is, supposed to be benching, is that once you've benefited, now you can give hodah.
Yeah, so the Gemara, we have to come up with some sort of svara to explain this Gemara, that there is a kal v'chomer the other way. So that's what I was saying before, that maybe you could appreciate the food more. When you're looking at those cornflakes, then you're like, and you're hungry, it's much more enticing than after
right,
you're
full. But it's not Hodah. It's your anticipation. You're happy you have something there.
Okay, yeah, that could be.
You haven't actually received any Hanah from it.
True, but you're appreciating it more. You're appreciating, like, thank you Hashem for putting cornflakes on the world. I mean, we have to come up with some...
Right, but it's still not a kol v'chomer. Just because you appreciate that there's food there versus having...
No, the kol v'chomer is that I appreciate it so much more. I remember I had a good svara for this back when I learned it. I'm trying to... It could be with just this. You know, when you're fishing, you always remember the fish bigger than they are. But I think this is the svara. That I'm appreciating it so much more. Because... what do they say the svara is, Reuben?
And I say when a person's in a state of lack, so his appreciation of the gift.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Fine.
When he's satisfied, so the appreciation of the gift is nice.
Yeah, fine. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Malakayim Shekein Chayv. So the Gemara says. So now we're still by a question. We are still by a question that. So the Gemara answered this side question of what about kava from beforehand? Because we knocked down the bracha to only afterwards and kava chomer to before. But we're still at a question that according to anybody who learns Kerem Ravai Davka and doesn't have the Gzera Shava is out of a source. So the Gemara says. And Ashkechan Kerem, and even let's continue whittling away at this. Ashkechan Kerem, even according to that Manda Amar, you only found that you have to make a bracha on grapes and wine. But Sharminim Minayin, how do you know other things? Like apple pie, how would you know that you have to make a bracha on that? Diyalev says the Gemara, well, that we could say because we learned from Kerem. Ma kerem davar shenehene v'to'un bracha, just like a wine is something that you enjoy and it requires a bracha. I've called davar shenehene anything that you get enjoyment from to'un bracha. Well, the Gemara says, ikele mifrach, I will ask on that. Because ma lekerem shekein chaya ba'olois. Kerem maybe is different. The halachas of kerem are that there are specific halachas to wine. For example, if a person is going... if a person is looking through his vineyard and he finds some of the clusters do not look like a regular cluster of triangles like you imagine, but it's just growing down the vine one or two grapes. You're not allowed to take those. You have to leave them for a ani. So there are special halachas by wine and by grapes and vineyards. Maybe only on that special fruit must you make a bracha. But other things, like a regular apple, which do not have such halachas, maybe you do not have to make a bracha. So the Gemara says, Kama Teichiach. Well, I'll prove it to you from Kama. I'll prove it to you from bread. Because there also, like we saw, bread has to make a bracha. So we now know two things need a bracha. We know bread and wine need a bracha. So now that we know bread and wine need a bracha, and bread does not have this halacha about oilalois. So therefore, bread doesn't have oilalois, and wine does, but you can put the two together. Obviously, oilalois is not the answer. Well, the Gemara says, Mala oilalois in the Kama, shekein chayeves b'chala. Yeah, but bread is different. It's required chala. So bread has his own. Bread has its own milus. Well, the Gemara says, well, chala is not the thing that's causing you to make the bracha because I just proved to you that wine needs it. Kerem yoichiach. The Chazar Din, the Gemara says, we can keep going back and forth. The negative aspect of this one, the fact that it needs a bracha because it's so amazing that it has oilus, is disproven from bread, and the aspect of bread that has chayv and chala is disproven from the wine. Obviously, those are not the main points that are causing it to be chayv and the bracha. So therefore, had sada shava shava. And what is the common denominator between the two things of wine and bread? Davar shenehene. It is something that you enjoy. Vito and bracha. And it requires you to make a bracha. Avkol. Therefore, so too everything else. Davar shenehene. That you get enough from, like apple pie. To and bracha. Would it require you to make a bracha? Well, the Gemara says, well, 1 second, there is another common denominator that is special amongst wine and bread, and that is that they are both put on the Mizbech at certain times. For example, wine is put on every time you bring a carbon, and bread is put on carbon mincha, and those type of things. So maybe it's specifically those foods that have a godly aspect to them that they're put on the Mizbeach. Those foods are requiring you to make a bracha on if you eat it, even in a mundane manner. However, a regular apple pie, which doesn't go on the Mizbeach, then maybe you would not have to make a bracha. And the Gemara says, and the truth is, according to that formula, you may add zayas. Valsinami zayas, because olive oil does go on the Mizbeach, the Isbeit Tzad Mizbeach, because that also goes on the Mizbeach. What? And meat. That's a good point. Gemara is going to ask meat in a second. It's a good question. We'll get to that. Well, see, now Mizayas, the Isbeit Tzad Mizbeach. Mizayas, Mizayas, Mizbeach. See, the Gemara says, why do you need Zayas to come from that common denominator formula? But Zayas is called a Kerem, and it should be included anyways in our first drasha of Kerem. We see a vineyard of oil, and the Gemara says, no, Amar Papa, Kerem Zayas Ikri. It is called a vineyard of Zayas. But it's not called a kerem. Kerem stama lo ikri. It's not called kerem. We don't refer to it as a vineyard. It's kerem zayas. So mikoma kam kansha. Malat tzad shav shabben. Okay, so the Gemara says, fine, so bring in oil. But what about apple pie? Malat tzad shav shabben. Shekein yesh bin tzad mizbeach. So the Gemara says, okay, drop this. We're not learning it from this. You're right. Ela d'yalav lo mishivas haminim. We're learning it from the shivas haminim. And as it says, by eretz chita usa'ira, and by Eretz Chitu Seira, on that pasuk it says Ve'achalta V'Savata. So there, now we're actually learning it from Ve'achalta V'Savata, and instead of just saying Ve'achalta V'Savata goes specifically on bread, we're now saying Ve'achalta V'Savata goes on all Shivas Aminim, which is, by the way, some Rishonim learned from here, if I remember correctly, that Alamichya and Alaperis and all those things are D'oraisa. There is a shita like that. I don't think we go with it. In Afrika, I mean, some Suffolk and things like that. But there is such an opinion. So Mala Shiva Saminim, so the Gemara says, so now we're learning it from the Shiva Saminim. Just like the Shiva Saminim, you enjoy it and you have to make a bracha, so too, everything you enjoy, you have to make a bracha. The Gemara says, Mala Shiva Saminim, Shekein Chayavim Bebikurim. But you can't learn from Shiva Saminim to apple pie because the Shiva Saminim is special in that they're Chayavim Bikurim. Va'oit. And second of all, says the Gemara, same question as before, but same answer. That's great that it says ve'achalta v'savata, you ate and you were satisfied, and then ubeirachta. But lefanu binan, how do you know you have to make a bracha bari priho eats? And the Gemara says that's not a kasha. Hole kasha da osid bekavachem, the same kavachem as we had before. Kishu savam avarach, if you make a bracha when you're full, kishu ra'av lekoshike, and then when you're hungry, certainly you should make a bracha. Like we said, you appreciate the food so much more. The Gemara says, okay. Ulaman de tani netaravai hatenech kol davar netia. The lavar natia kigoyin baser beitzim v'dogim minale, and even according to the Gemara says, even according to going back to the original mahalach, even according to the one who says netarvai, that's good. That explains anything that's plantable, but other things that are not plantable, like meat and eggs and fish, minale. How do you know that you have to make a bracha at all? So all of the sources, everything we had till now, is maybe can be extended. The maximum it can be extended for is planted things, but things that are not planted. How do you know that you're going to be chayv to make a bracha? And the Gemara, therefore, is chayzer on everything and says, Ela svarahi. Rather, the source for everything is just a svara. There is no source in the Torah for making a bracha, and indeed, brachas are not the araisa. And what's the svara? Asur le la'adam shi'ahanim in ha'ilam hazev alei bracha. It is prohibited. It's a svara. It's a svara to say that you can't enjoy something in this world without giving thanks to Hashem.
Svara is not called the
araisa. Sometimes svara is the araisa, but apparently this one is not.
Where's the source for in the Torah for making a bracha on learning Torah? That's from the Torah. Why doesn't it bring that anything out on that?
We saw it already. There's we had a Gemara right now learning Torah. The Gemara says that Birchas HaTorah is the Arayah.
Okay, so why don't we learn it up from that? If we say it's Hanah.
What? Because we don't see eating food. No, maybe Davka Olam Hazeh. Maybe Davka Chai Olam Haba. But maybe Davka Super Hanah, like Chai Olam Haba. Not everything Hanah. Every time you clean your toenails, you don't have to make a bracha. Ah, it's Hanah. Because maybe it's only edible Hanah.
It doesn't discuss it, so.
But I'm saying, just because we have Hanah by Ilam Haba, Chai Ilam Haba, and things like that. But we don't see it. Actually, the Gemara makes this distinction. The Gemara says from there that we see that you don't have to make a bracha before. You're asking the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, let's learn from Birkas HaTorah to everything else. The Gemara says, you can't, because that's Chayel HaMavah. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, Asur Lel Adam She'anem Man Ha'ilam HaZeh B'Lei Bracha. It is prohibited to eat, to get Hana from this world without a Bracha. V'chol Hanehne Min Ha'ilam HaZeh B'Lei Bracha. Mo'al, it is as if he violated the Me'ilah, which means he stole from Hekdesh. Maita Kante, how should he make up? Yelech Etzel Chacham, he should go by a Chacham. He should go to a wise man. The Gemara says, what's that going to help you? Yelech Etzel Chacham, and my Ovidle, what's he going to do for you? The Gemara says, Ha'ovidle Yisura, questions the Gemara. You already violated an Isser. The Gemara says, Elam Rava, Yelech Etzel Chacham, Me'ikara, you should go to a Chacham originally, V'yilamdenu Brachas, and he will teach you the Brachas. Yilamdenu Brachas. Kedei Shelo Yavay Lidei Me'ila, so that you will not come to Dei Me'ila. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Kol Hanehenem Min Ha'ilum HaZeh B'Lei Bracha. Whoever takes something from this world without a bracha, Ki Ilu Nehenem Mikodesh Shemaim. It is as if he took something from Hekdesh, from Shemaim. Shenemar La Hashem Ha'aretz U'Milah, as it states that the entire world is to Hashem. The Gemara explains itself. Rabbi Levi asked a stira in the psukim, asked a contradiction. It says, "Ksiv laHashem haaretz u'milayah." It says that the entire world belongs to Hashem and everything that fills it. The ksiv haShemayim Shemayim laHashem vaHaaretz nasan levenei adam. And then another pasuk says that the Shemayim belongs to Hashem and the land belongs to people. So does the land belong to people, or does it belong to like the second pasuk, or does it belong to Hashem like the first pasuk? And the Gemara says, "Loi kashem." There's no stira. Kan koydim bracha, kan liacha bracha. It depends on if it is before the bracha, or if it is the after the bracha. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Kol Hanehne Min Ha'ilam HaZeh B'Lei Bracha, Ki Ilu Goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is as if he stole from Hashem. Rashi explains he stole the bracha. Ukneses Yisrael, and he stole from Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, as it states in the pasuk, Goizel Aviv, he steals from his father, V'imah, and his mother, V'omer, and he says, Ein Pesha, I did nothing wrong. Chaver, who he is a friend, L'ish Mashches, to a destructive person. V'ein Aviv, when it says a father, it means a Kaddish Baruch Hu, El Kaddish Baruch Hu, Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Haloi, Hu Avicha Kanecha. V'ein, as it says, he is your father. And V'ein Imai, Ella, Knes Yisrael, mother is Knes Yisrael, as it says, Shenemar, Shema Beni Musar Avicha, listen, my son, to the Musar of your father, V'al Titoish Teres Yimecha, and do not go away from the Teres Yimecha, which is the Minhagim that Klal Yisrael have. And my Chaver, who Ish Mashas, what does it mean? He's a friend to a destructive person, Amar V'chanina Bar Papa, Chaver, who he is a friend, in other words, he is an associate, to L'Yeravam Ben Nevat, to the Yeravam ben Nevat, who is not known as a good person, Shehishchis es Yisrael Avim Shebeshemayim, who ruined Klal Yisrael to their father in heaven. He is a distant cousin of Yeravam ben Nevat. So the fact that the Gemara associates him with him, that's how the Gemara treats him, somebody who eats without a bracha. I remember once hearing a shmuz. I don't remember the crime, but I remember a certain person giving a shmuz who was always had a flair for the dramatic in my high school. And he was screaming about something, somebody. And he says, he's a chaver hu l'ishmashchus. You know, he's a distant cousin of those who do graffiti on bathroom walls. That was his, I was not talking about graffiti on bathroom walls, but that was his, like, muscle of the worst person in the world. Anyways, so... Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, it says over here Yeravam ben Nevat because he ruined Klal Yisrael, but there was other people that also. It could be that Yeravam ben Nevat is the prototype, the archetype of somebody who takes Klal Yisrael off the derech. That could be. So why is he taking Klal Yisrael off the derech? Why is he machti? Because if I'm in the privacy of my own home, I eat a banana without saying a bracha. How am I ruining Klal Yisrael? How did he ruin Klal Yisrael? So Rashi explains, the Fisha who Mekel, since he's so lenient with brachas, other people see him and they also become Mekel with brachas. But that's funny, because then anytime I do a sin, people are going to see. So, and what happens if I sin in my own home? What happens if I just I'm not by a kiddush and stuffing things in my mouth before. I'm just in my own home, I eat a banana.
Well, what Yeravam did, he because when he broke away from...
I know, he didn't let people go.
Well, he didn't let people go, and he built two eagles,
right.
So that... Like,
he didn't. I know, but so why does...
Well, he's saying, like, because the whole thing about the Avodah Zarah of Malchus Yisrael is it wasn't Mamash Avodah Zarah. They were still diving to Hashem.
I know.
Just doing it through the Egel Zav. Right. So he's saying, okay, you can still daven to Hashem, but you're going to do it with me, not with...
I know, so but why of all sins? Like, what happened? Can I say a person who's Makel on Shabbos? Let's say, for example, now, I'm dealing with a boy who is not keeping Shabbos. So the question is to keep him in yeshiva or not. And for now, you know, we say, let's keep him in yeshiva. And then somebody tells me that he's doing it in front of other people. I'm like, at that point, you have to kick him out. If it's a private thing, so then... But are we going to say that somebody doesn't keep Shabbos is like Yerov and Benavat because other people are going to see him? I'm like, of all sins to say by, why specifically here? Yeah.
It says on about the article says on about he therefore outlawed the triennial festival pilgrimage to Yerushalayim for which he substituted the pilgrimage.
So Yerov and Benavat was the archetype of...
times a year,
I know, so why of all sins, though, is this like compared to that?
Like a spiritual erosion, it's like bit by bit you detach from recognizing.
Okay, I mean it says that by you know when they started to invent brachas was David HaMelech invented it when there was a big plague in Klal Yisrael and in the world and they said that so that's when he invented 100 brachas a day, so he invented brachas for that. He invented 100 brachas a day. From now on, you have to say a bracha on, you know, Netilas Yadayim in the morning, and he made a whole bunch of brachas just so. And what does that help? Because that was plugging into Hashem 100 times a day. You have to say, thank you Hashem for this water, thank you Hashem for this, you know. So a person who doesn't take that is taka detaching from Hashem.
There was also a thing I think, I seem to recall that, because he used to be like close with Shlomo, but then he went against Rehavam.
Right.
So, because the whole thing here is, those who he robs from his parents.
Right.
So he says, okay, Shlomo was nice to him, but then he tried taking the kingdom.
Okay, I hear that. Mm-hmm. I hear. My question just is why specifically over here is like Dr. Aronson's asking, why specifically over here are we pushing, like, you're making other people follow in your footsteps? Anytime somebody sees a sin, you know, everything becomes lighter. You don't want to sin in front of somebody else because that's chayte yomachte. Speaking of those words, actually, it's interesting. It's another person, this person with a flair for the dramatic used to always scream back when I was in high school. Fine. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa asked the Stira. It says, "Ksiv velokachti digani beitoy." Oh, famous Gemara. It states that you will take your grains in its proper time. V'ksiv ve'osafta digonecha. And it says that, so my grains, and the second one says your grains. So the Gemara says, Lekashi kan b'smanchi Yisrael oisin ritzoyne shel makam, kan b'smanchi en Yisrael oisin ritzoyne shel makam. So if they're doing Hashem's will, so then it's considered like it's your grains. If they're not doing Hashem's will, that then Hashem will show them that it's not really yours. In other words, it'll become a bit harder. The next Gemara is the famous one. It says, and you will gather your grains. It says the Gemara. It says in the Pasuk, do not let Torah leave your mouth. I would think that this means literally never stop learning. It says, no, you should have to go and gather in your grains. Act normally. It's the normal way. So in other words, what's the normal way of this world? The normal way of the world is to go and make yourself a living. Back in the agricultural society, that meant go own a farm and create food. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, but that can't be. You're going to tell me a person has to plow during the plowing season, and plant during the planting season, and reap during the reaping season, and thresh during the threshing season, and to winnow during the wind. When is he ever going to learn? Ella says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Bizman Yisrael Oisim Rasayna Shal Makayim, if you're doing Hashem's will, so then you'll get your food. Malach Denasis Al Yedei Echirim, Hashem will cause you to get food through other people. Shenemar V'amdu Zorim V'ra'u Tzoynchem, as it says, and strangers will get up and go and pasture your sheep. Ubizman She'en Yisrael Oisim Rasayna Shal Makayim, and at a time when people are not doing Hashem's will, Malach Denasis Al Yedei Atzman, they will have to do, you have to do the work yourself. Shenemar V'asafta Deganecha. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai also has to deal with this pasuk. What do you do with the pasuk V'asafta Deganecha? Teretz says that's if you're not learning. If you're not learning, then you're going to have to go to work. But, says Rabbi Shimon Chai, if you are learning, then you don't have to go to work. So there's two ways to explain these pasukim. One pasuk says, Lo yomish sefer Torah zeh mipicha. Rabbi Shimon Chai takes that kipshutai. Lechatchila, you should not leave Kail ever. Aye, how are you going to make a living? Other people will give you food. Aye, it says, Vilsafta de ganecha. That's if you're not behaving. Then you have to go to work. That's how Rabbi Shimon Chai works. V'loy oid is a famous Gemara. V'loy oid el shemelecha sachem nasas al yata. Not only that, but if you opt for the second path, then you're going to have to do other people's work also. Shenemar v'avadata es oivech, as it says, and you will work for your enemies. Omar Baya comments, Harbei osuk Rabbi Yishmael. Many people did like Rabbi Yishmael's version, which is that everybody has to go to work. V'also b'yaldan, and they were successful. And many people did Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, v'loy also b'yaldan, and they were not successful. Now, there's 100 ways to learn this Gemara, and many people say, okay, so it just means the Roiv Am is not successful, but the Yechidim could still do it. And Shaila is nowadays that Rabbi Aaron and the Chazon Ish pushed Kail for everybody, at least until they could last. And, of course, this is one of the big Meir Mekaymais of the Sugya of learning in Kail. Amalei Rava...
The exception is called, that's what it means.
Well, there's another pasuk that says, "Layom Moshe Sefer Torah." Yeah, I mean,
so
Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai explains. It depends on when.
Even though it says that specifically, it doesn't list an exception.
Yeah,
there is an exception.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as strong as an exception. It's not as strong as a question over here. Here it says one, you have to go to work, and one person after the ganecha, and one says Layom Moshe Sefer. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai already explains the stira.
That's what the stira.
Yeah, right. So this is a big chunk of the sugya of Kael. Amalei Rava l'Rabbanon. Rava says actually to the people in his yeshiva, but Matusa Minaychu, I beg of you, b'yamei Nisan v'yamei Tishrei, during Nisan and Tishrei, don't come to the base medrash. Lo tischazu kamoi, don't come to me. Ki heichi de lo tichadu b'mezonaychi kuleshata. Work when you're supposed to work, and this way, when you come during the rest of the year, you won't have your job on your mind. If you don't do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do, so then the whole year you're going to be floundering for money. At least now. During Nisan and Tishrei, when it's the planting season, again, that was the agricultural society. So during the planting season, focus on that, and then you come here, and then you will be calm. And again, we go back and forth. It's what exactly? But famous Gemara. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Biyechen Mishim Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yehuda Iloy Boy Reish Like Deres Harishenim Deres Achreinim. Come and see how the earlier generations were not like the later generations. Deres Harishenim Asu Torahs and Keva. They made their Torah the ikar part of the day, the main part of the day. Umalachton Aroy, and their work the not the main part of the day. Zuvazunis Kaim Biyadin, and they were successful in both. However, Deres Achreinim, the later generations, and of course this is the Gemara talking already. Sha Asu Malachton Keva. They made their work the main part of the day, but Torahs and Aroy Zuvazun Loinis Kaim Biyadin. They were not successful in either. Va'amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Rabbi Yechanan Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Rabbi Iloy. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Sorry, Amar Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Rabbi Iloy. Boy Reish Loi Kederus Harishenim Derus Achreinim. Come and see how there's a difference between the earlier generations and our generation. Derus Harishenim Hayu Machnisin Peiros Sehin Derech Traksimoin. They would bring in their Peiros through the front door Kedei L'Chayev B'Meiser, so that they would be Chayev and Meiser, and they were happy to give out Meiser. Derus Achreinim, the later generations, they would try to do tricks. Machnisin Peiros Sehin Derech Gagas. They would bring it through the roof or Derech Atzeres. It's probably got to go. Derech Chatzeres is got to be taken out, because then you would be chayv. Yeah, they take it out. Derech Karfifais, Kedei L'Patron Min HaMeiser, so that they will be Patron in Meiser. Why the Amr of Yanai Ein HaTevel Mischayv in Meiser Ad Sheyiru Pnei HaBayis? Tevel is the fruit that grows in the field that is automatic. When fruit grows, it's automatically called Tevel until you take off Meiser. However, you're allowed to eat Tevel to give it to your animals or just to take off one fruit and eat it until you do something called Meruach, until you make a pile out of it. And then, step two is bring it into the house. However, till you do that, it's not a problem. So what they used to do was, they used to bring it through a window or through the roof, over the. They didn't bring it in the regular way, and therefore they would not be chayav in it. Ad Sheyiru Pnei HaBayis, and therefore they would not be chayav in straight Meiser. Shenemar Bi'arti HaKadosh Min HaBayis. Rabbi Yechon Emar, even if it gets into the chatzar, it is kevei Hashenemar va'ochlu bisharecha v'saveu. It states, and you will eat it in your courtyard, so in your gates. And it's mashma, as soon as it goes to the gates, it could be that statement of Rabbi Yechon is arguing, because then it's mashma, maybe any way it goes into your gates. But Okay, chutz min hayayin, except from wine. Maishna yayin, why is yayin any different? Ilei mimishum to ishtani le'iluya, like we said at the beginning. If it's because it went up, ishtani le'bracha, therefore it changes the bracha. V'harei shemen, oil, olive oil, the ishtani le'iluya, where it went up in goodness. It used to be an olive, and now it's oil. It's even a better product. V'lo ishtani le'bracha, and it did not change its bracha. If a person drinks straight olive oil, he should say ha'etz, and the Gemara will discuss in a second how you drink straight olive oil. But the Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, V'chein Amr Yitzchak, Amr Yechanan, Shemen Zayas Mevarchen Alav Bayer Priyo Eitz. If a person drinks olive oil, he says Bayer Priyo Eitz, and yet it went from being an olive to being a better product, olive oil. And the Gemara says, Amri Hasam Mishum Deloy Efsher. No, really, it is because it went up. It went up in its goodness. Except over there, we can't. What bracha do you want us to say? See, a gefen is the vine itself. So we say bayre pri hagefen, the fruit that comes out of the vine. But over here, you can't say bayre pri hazayas. The olive itself is called hazayas. So it's not like the pri hazayas. So therefore, the bracha, there's no bracha. Hasam mishum deloy efsher. Heichi nivarach, what bracha should we say? Nivarach bayre pri hazayas? Peyre kufay zayas ikri. The peyre itself is called hazayas. So the Gemara says, that's not such a question. V'nivarach alav, bayre pri eight zayas. You should say bayre pri, the fruit of the olive tree. So, Elamai, why can't we say that bracha? It must be, because that's not the real reason. Elo amamar zutra chamra, wine. Throughout the Talmud, you have to know if chamra means a donkey or wine. A lot of times, you know, you got to look at Rashi, but over here, it's clearly wine. Chamra is zayin. It feeds you. Mishcha is loy zayin. It nourishes you. Mishcha, oil, does not nourish you. Gemara says, really? Mishcha loy zayin? Oil doesn't give you sustenance. Oh, there's a better word, sustenance. Oil doesn't give you sustenance. V'hatnan, if a person swears off mazon, hanoyder min ha-mazon, mutter b'mayim, it is permitted for him to drink water, uvamelech, and eat salt. V'havinan ba'am, the Gemara asks, mayim umelech utoloy ikri mazon, hakom mili ikri mazon, there's a Gemara in the Darim. The Gemara says, what? You're only allowed to drink water and eat salt, but everything else you're not allowed to eat? Let us say this is a refutation of Rav and Shmuel. The Amri Ein Mevarchin Baramim Mezonos Ela Behei Minim Belvad. You only say Baramim Mezonos on the five grains. And the Gemara explains the Amr of Huna Ba'imar Kol Hazon Olai. The Gemara in the Dharma is talking about where you say anything that sustains me, anything that gives me sustenance. And that's why, so mazon refers to specifically the five grains. But sustenance comes from anything. That's what the Gemara answers in Nedarim. So we see that oil gives sustenance. Alma mishcha zayin. We see, or just like any other food gives sustenance, like licorice. Ella, the Gemara says, chamra so'id. Not only does it give sustenance, but it fills you up. Umishcha loy so'id. Oil, you're not going to get filled up with oil. The Gemara says, really? That's the reason why you say a bracha, a special bracha on wine? Because it fills you up? Is that really true? V'chamra misoy, does wine fill you up? V'harava, Rava used to drink wine on Erev Pesach. Havishasi chamra kol ma'ali yoyim et Pesach. He used to drink wine on every Erev Pesach so that he would be hungry to eat his matzah that night. So if anything, wine does not make you hungry. It makes you, make you full. It makes you hungrier. And he will eat matzah even better. V'nechel matzah tvei, comma. Question mark. It gave him what is known nowadays as the munchies. So the Gemara says, tuva garir, porta soyed. The Gemara says, well, it depends. Tuva, a lot of wine, taka, gets you hungrier. But one glass of wine, porta, satisfies you. And that's why we say a special bracha, because it satisfies you. The Gemara says, umisoy, does it really satisfy you klal at all? V'haksiv, yain yisamach levav enosh. It says in the pasuk, wine makes you happy. V'lechem levav enosh yisod. And bread makes you full. So it sounds like bread makes you full, but not wine. And the Gemara says, no, bread only makes you full. Wine makes you happy and full. Nahamahu desoid, chamra, the Gemara questions, Nahamahu desoid, chamra loy soid. The Gemara says, no, you can take out that word, Ella. Chamra hu is beitarti, wine has both. Soid umisamech, it makes you full and it makes you happy. Nahama misad soid, sumuchi loy mismach, however, bread makes you, bread fills you up, but does not make you happy. The Gemara says, "Ihachi, if it is so, nevarach ala shalosh brachas. If it makes you full, so then why don't we say a bracha, a birkas hamazon on it? You should say the full birkas hamazon because it says ve'achalta v'savatu beirachta." And the Gemara says, "You know why? Because people don't drink as a meal. Loy kaboy injish sudasayu aluye. Because you don't have a meal. Okay, my meal tonight. What are you having tonight? I'm having." Chardonnay, however you pronounce that. I'm having this wine. You don't have it. It's an accompaniment to wine, to the meal, but it's not the you don't set a meal specifically on that. You know, nowadays things might be different. But Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak L'Rava Ikava Aleh Sudasai Mai. What taka if a person does that? Should he bench? Amalei L'Kishayave Elio. When Eliyahu and Navi comes, we'll ask him. But Yomer Yavi Kviyaseo, and we'll ask him if that's considered a kvias. But Hashtamia. So what to do up till then? What should we do? But ladaita itzul kol adam. Your bittul das, it's not considered a kvias because most people don't do that.
Well, what's Eliyahu going to do?
Eliyahu will determine whether or not that's considered an official kvias.
If
when a person sits down with instead of a fork and knife but a nice goblet, is that considered a kvias? Usually, by the way, people say that teku means tishbi atar, but we see from here that. First of all, it's not what it means. Teku means let it stand. The question should stand. It's brought down in the Aruch that some say it's a remez for Tishbi Ataretz. That's where it comes from. But so it does have good sources to say that. Tosfos Yonta brings it down. But at the same time, the reality is that it's just a remez. It doesn't really mean that. It means teku. And Haraya, our Gemara, when it wanted to say let Eliyahu Navi come, says l'kishyav Eliyahu. Gufa Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Chachin Amar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Yechonon Shemen Zayis Mevarchen Ala Bayir Pri Eitz. If a person wants to take a cup of olive oil, he should say Bayir Pri Ha Eitz. Says the Gemara Hechi Dami. What's the case? Ilei Medekas Shasilei. If you want to say you're drinking it straight, Izuki Mazikley. That's going to damage you. The Tanya Hashoyis Hashemen Shal Truma. As it states, if a person drinks oil of Truma, Mishalem Esakarin, he has to pay the base value for damaging the Truma. But he does not have to. The halacha is if a person steals truma from a kohen, he eats truma, so he not only has to pay the money that he stole. Let's say you eat a bag of apples of truma. So yeah, it costed $1. You have to pay $1.25. Why? Because it's a fine. It's extra 50% of the fine. It's extra 20% of the fine. Also, $1.25 of what you stole because you ate it. But if you merely go and you mash it and you damage it, you only have to pay $1. Says the Gemara, if you drink a glass of a vial of olive oil, you do not have to pay anything more than the actual value because we don't consider it as if you ate it since it damaged you. However, hasach shemen shel truma, if you smear it into your hand, so you used it in the proper way, then you have to pay mishalem zekaren u'mishalem zechemish. Then you have to pay the $1.25. Why? Because the Gemara is of the opinion that, the Gemara holds, that drinking straight olive oil is damaging to one's health. So, nowadays, I don't think medicine agrees with that. In fact, I once had a person, a mishulach, knock on my door, and I said, as I always do, oh, you want something to drink? Can I offer you the bathroom? And he said, actually, I would like something to drink. Can I please have a glass of olive oil? I said, what? Absolutely not. That's going to damage you. So he said, his doctor says he has to take it every day. So then I said, no problem. I gave him a glass of olive oil. And I said, and what bracha are you going to make? So, because according to the Gemara, you can't make a bracha. So he said, he doesn't know. So I quickly looked it up. It's actually a machloikas. Nowadays, that the medicine says that it's not damaging, do you say ha'etz, or do you say shahakal, or no bracha? Three opinions.
Bread.
What?
Yeah,
no, he didn't want. He wanted only his olive oil. I said I'm giving you a much smaller check because olive oil is expensive. But so he got in the end of the day. So what should you do? Probably shahakal because then you're covered no matter what. But there's those opinions who say that nowadays that it's not damaging to your health, then you should say ha'etz. But even at Kopanim, the Gemara's question is that you don't say a special bracha for it. Azuki mazikle, it damages you. Ela de ka'achol le al yidei pas. You eat it with bread. Ihachi says the Gemara, if you're eating it with bread, anyways, you're saying hamoitzi. Havele pas ikar v'hu tafel. The pas is the mainstay of the meal, and this is the tafel. This is the tafel part of the meal. And v'etnan is ha'klal. This is the general rule. It's a Mishnah coming up. Kol shehu ikar. The person is eating a main part of the meal. V'imay tefela, and there's something that's tuffle to it. So then you don't say a bracha. Mevarach al ikar paitzer said tefela. All right. Well, I'll have to stop here. And Rosh Hashanah Sunday, we'll get through to Blat. Have a great Shabbos Kodesh.